Just like another game, to be honest, how we've treated every game. We go into each game believing that we can go and win, but full of respect for the opposition. It's the two leading goal scorers in the league. You know, West Bromwich Albion has scored 42, we've got 39. So, all the makings for a 0-0.
Well, that's what we're all fearing. But given recent form, this is it doesn't look like he's got 0-0 written all over it. For one game, we can actually say that a derby doesn't look like he's got 0-0.
No, it doesn't. And I thought the same against Birmingham as well. You know, the way our players want to play, the way I want to play, we want to go and score goals. I believe, you know, we're here to win football games, and the only way you're going to win is by scoring goals. By scoring goals, you've got to go and create chances and, you know, play in the opposition's half, and it's something that we're keen on doing. We have tightened up at the back, even though the 5-5 against Forest doesn't probably tell the full story. We've had 4 clean sheets in 8 games and, you know, conceded a lot less chances against us in them 8 games as well. So defensively, we feel that we're on the right track. But going forward, we're a threat against anybody with the forward-thinking players that we've got. You know, Tammy's getting the headlines for all the goals, but, you know, Yannick Bolasie's coming good and creating an awful lot of opportunities. El Ghazi made his first start, did really well, scored a fantastic goal against Forest. We mentioned Albert before. We've also got Codge. Scott Hogan came on for 10 minutes and looked as bright as I've seen him. And we've even got, you know, Glenn Whelan scoring 25-yard rockets. So long may that continue.
Was the clean sheet at Middlesbrough one of the big positives you took from that game?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I thought we restricted them to very few chances. I mean, Hugels had the one chance late on where Ian's tipped onto the crossbar. But other than that, I can't remember them really hurting us. And, you know, that's a credit to the team in general. I thought we controlled the ball. But we also controlled it when they had it. I thought defensively our shape was really good. We were organised, we made them put the ball into areas where we were strong, and we won it back, and you know, that's what we want to do.
And also, this game is a side above you. You've got Leeds United on the horizon above you. This is a chance where you can do your promotion credentials, if you like, the power of good.
Yeah, and we've had teams like that before. I think Derby were above us, obviously, when we played them. I think even Birmingham City were above us when we played them as well, you know, and Middlesbrough as well. So we're having plenty of them games at the moment of teams who are above us, but we're starting to climb. You know, there's only 7 above us now, and, you know, we know how important this game is on Friday evening against Albion, because, you know, a win there could put us even closer to them. We want to break into that top 6 and then top 2 and cement ourselves in there. But we can only do that by continuing the work rate, the team spirit, and the togetherness that the lads have built up over, you know, the last month or two.
You could make an argument for this game ending 5-5 again. I mean, in terms of your approach to it, how do you see the game panning out? Because you've got lots of threat, they've got lots of threat.
I think it's going to be the team who dominates the ball, because, you know, I think West Bromwich Albion like to dominate the ball as well as we do, and go and create opportunities. You know, I think we'll probably go and hunt it back a little bit quicker than they will. You know, but I went to their game. Obviously, Darren was at our game against Middlesbrough, and I went to their game on Monday evening. And, you know, they could have been 3 or 4 up at half time against Brentford. They started really well, missed some big chances. You know, and they've got some big players. They've got home advantage, obviously, against us, but at this moment in time, whether we're home or all away, whether it's Leeds United, Norwich, Birmingham, West Brom, you know, it doesn't matter. We see each game as an opportunity to go and win, and you know, we'll go into this game with the same mindset.
How important, you mentioned that mindset, how important when you're going for promotion is the belief?
It's very important. You know, I was talking to Mile Jedinak about it the other day, and, you know, he's been in teams that have been promoted and been successful, and there's times during the warm-up when you know that the lads are on it, and, you know, you're going to go and win. It's that feeling that you get when you're on the pitch, and, you know, and that's the confidence and the belief throughout the squad. what we've been working on over the last 2 months is getting that every day on the training ground, because I'm a big believer that you take what you do on the training ground onto the pitch. And I must admit that the lads have been first class on the training ground, and they're now starting to, you know, see the fruits of their labour on the pitch now in, on a match day.
I suppose as well, you know, a lot of managers always believe, you know, that the game is played between your ears.
Yeah, it certainly can be. You know, we've spoken an awful lot about emotional control, not just in the derby games, but, you know, in any game. You know, discipline's a big part of the game. Discipline in terms of the tactics and how you want to play, but discipline in not being stupid out on the pitch and leaving your teammates to, with a man less. So, you know, there's an awful lot of things that go on, but the confidence is a big issue, always been a big issue in any sport. And when players are confident, a bit like Tammy Abraham at the moment, you know, he feels that he can score in every time he goes forward. And, you know, that's important to harness when you've got that.
This belief you talk about with players, is it something that you work on, or does that come from within themselves?
I think it's a bit of both. It's something that, you know, we stress in training, you know, when we do small-sided games, it's about being on the winning team, and there's a forfeit for those who aren't on the winning team. And I think there's an awful lot from within. I said earlier, we've got some very experienced players who've had successful periods throughout their careers, and they can tap into that experience and bring it to the forefront for the other lads, and they're certainly doing that.
A lot of managers talk about team spirit, but you watch them here at Villa Park when they score and stuff, and there looks a genuine camaraderie.
Yeah, there is, and that's something that I was really pleased with, and I'm grateful that I've inherited. There's great camaraderie on and off the pitch. They're pushing each other, and I meant it when I said it last week, the likes of Glenn Whelan and Milay Jedinak, they're the ones that, you know, keep the quality going in training, because they're very professional and they're very good with their standards, and they maintain the standards for the younger players around them.
Is that, as a manager, something you look at when you're bringing new players in, before, you know, skill and all the rest of it you look at, but the attitude, is that a vital thing for you?
That's the biggest thing, because you shouldn't be bringing players into a club like Aston Villa unless they're talented anyway. But the other two things you've got to look at is their character and their attitude, because if they're right, then they're big players, they can be big players for the football club. We only want to bring players in who can go and get better, you know, because nobody's a finished article, myself included. You know, I'm learning all the time, learning on this job all the time as well, and you know, the players I feel are getting better, and they're showing that on the pitch.
Are the players looking forward to another derby game? Do you get that buzz around your training ground?
Yeah, I think they're looking forward to any game at the moment. You know, when you're on the run that we're on at the moment, you know, going to Derby winning 3-0, going to Middlesbrough winning 3-0, you know, it gives you a big boost, and to create the opportunities we're creating and dominating the games we've dominated so far, you know, you look forward to going into any game.